News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has moved up from the Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2 ranking in the United States Trafficking in Persons tip report released Thursday. The Tier 2 ranking means that although Jamaica does not fully comply with the minimum standards of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, significant efforts are being made to bring the country into compliance with those standards. The 2016 tip report, compiled by the U.S. State Department, covers government's anti-trafficking efforts from April 1, 2015 to March 31, 2016. The State Department credits Jamaica for securing two convictions, the prosecution of 9 trafficking cases against 14 alleged traffickers, and the development of a national action plan for 2015 to 2018. Other efforts include the development and implementation of 2 new victim protection protocols, 52 reports of suspected child trafficking cases, 4 confirmed trafficking victims, and increased funding to victim services. Despite these efforts, the department says reports persist that Jamaica is a source and destination country for adults and children subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor. Government has expanded the area within Kingston and St. Andrew for which investors can access special financial incentives. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the move is a key part of re-establishing downtown Kingston as a major commercial and cultural hub. The incentives are intended to boost efforts for the rejuvenation of downtown Kingston and address the problem of urban blight.
As part of this drive, the government has reviewed the boundaries establishing the area for renewal benefits to local and overseas investors. These benefits include urban renewal bonds, investment tax credit, tax-free rental income, and exemption from transfer tax and stamp duty.
Mr. Vaz says the expanded development area now encompasses the outer sections of Kingston and Port Royal. He was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. Meanwhile, Minister without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says there's approximately $800 billion in investments in the pipeline for Jamaica over the medium to long term. Mr. Vaz says based on recent expressions of interest to the government and his analysis of several public-private projects at various stages of implementation throughout the country, Jamaica is poised to reap the benefits of a number of high-impact investment opportunities going forward. Among the industries showing growth potential are business process outsourcing, construction, and commercial storage.
That has the potential to possibly create up to 80,000 jobs. And I commit that I will give an update in short order of actual committed investments and implementation dates and job creation.
Minister Vaz was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday. And State Minister for Finance and the Public Service, Fayvall Williams, is urging banks to increase the amount of credit financing made available to the private sector and members of the public. This, she says, will boost efforts to increase private sector productivity and spur economic growth. Based on a recent Bank of Jamaica financial report, Jamaican banks were shown to have a 20% pre-tax profit margin at the end of 2015 and a return on average assets of 2.1%, which is double that of all United States banks. Additionally, at the end of last year, the ratio of non-performing to total loans improved to 4.1%, and the ratio of non-performing to private sector loans improved to 4.2%, indicating a high likelihood that loans will be repaid by recipients.
Our banks are adequately capitalized, non-performing loans are low, and return on asset is strong. There is room for banks to accelerate credit creation to help the economy grow.
The state minister was making her contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The government's tax relief will benefit more than 250,000 people who pay income tax. The tax threshold will be moved from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and to $1.5 million on April 1, 2017. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.